issues of headmasters trying to collect money from the students, and we have reacted. We have stopped them. We have asked them to refund the money they've collected. We are compiling a list so that the appropriate sanctions can be applied.
We were earlier reported to have said that some head teachers are sabotaging the free SHS policy in the Volta region. Exactly what are they doing that gave you the impression that they want to sabotage the program?
I came to that conclusion because they have very clear directives. Because we promised the people of Ghana free SHS. His Excellency the President Nanado Akufo-Addo has been promising this since 2008 that when he gives the mandate by the people of Ghana, he will roll out a free SHS program. So the program is supposed to take off in September. All headmasters are aware of the processes that they must follow. To our surprise, that we had reports from a place like Keta where they were collecting 250 cedis from the students, and the other places where they were taking 400 cedis for the boarding house, some other places they were taking monies for mattresses, some were collecting 50, 100 cedis before giving boarding facilities, some were collecting 50 cedis for school uniform, house dress, church dress, and so on. And we see this as a complete sabotage because they're giving the government a banning because it appears the president has promised one thing and doing the other. We are not just going to ask them to refund the money, but obviously they flouted government directives not to collect money. If there are any challenges, they should have drawn the authorities' attention to the challenges. But for them to take the law into their own hands and decide to be collecting money from these students was very much unacceptable to us.
Do you have any idea as to how widespread this situation is?
What I would say is that 90%, 95% of schools, we have no problem. This is happening in only some few schools. I hear there was a problem in Kontasa House because of the public outcry, they had to stop. And we have to send messages to all the headmasters warning them to desist from collecting any money from the first year students. But so far, so good.
You did indicate that the headmasters were collecting money for uniforms, mattresses, and other things. And then you mentioned the case of Keta Senior High School, Keta School. Information I gather is that the money they were collecting was in respect of hostel facilities, which the government is not paying for.
Well, that's private hostels?
Yes, private hostel.
The information we are receiving that a private hostel belongs to some heads of the school.
But in that situation, what do we do? Because if the boarding facilities are not enough to accommodate all the students and they need to go into private hostels, they have to pay for it at all costs.
I think that we should get this clear. I think every school provided information as to what facilities they have. Those with boarding facilities, the number of girls and boys. I think all those information was provided to the Minister of Education before the placements were done. So if any school had a peculiar challenge, I think the best thing to do is to consult the directors of education and find ways and means of suggesting to parents that there were private hostels for those who are coming from far. But it's not the responsibility of the school to be collecting money from the students. So if you have 200, facility for 200 students, that means the rest of the students will be there. To use other means to make money out of them is what we find quite unpalatable, and we think that something should be done about it.